Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, and a warm welcome to the latest Reform Party podcast. We're going to do something a little bit different today. Up until now, we have been interviewing people who are proposing to stand in the next national elections, whenever they come about. But recently, there was a swathe of local elections scheduled, many of which have been cancelled between Labour and Conservative. They got together and managed to stop them. Now, one of the few areas where they didn't manage to do this is in Lancashire. And so there's elections coming up in Lancashire on, I think, the 6th of May. So obviously, from a reform point of view, we want to do as well as we possibly can in these elections. And so the idea of this series of podcasts is to introduce you to some of the people who have put their head above the parapet and are going to stand in the local elections. And the first person I have to introduce today is Ella Worthington. Hello, Ella.
Hello.
Right, so could you start telling me a bit about yourself?
Sure. My name's Ella Worthington. I live in West Lancs. I'm a business owner and have had several years doing...
What kind of business?
I help people through this cost of living crisis.
All right.
Helping them reduce their bills at home.
Uh-huh. And that is a business rather than got a business motivation. In other words, you make money from it.
I make money, as you have to make money, but I'm also helping people save money. So
right.
it's through a network of people, and it's helping a lot of people in the UK that's struggling with the cost of living crisis.
Right. And what ward in West Lancs are you proposing to stand for?
I am doing Skelmersdale West.
Skelmersdale West?
Yes.
And tell me a bit about the ward. What's it like?
It's a very mixed bag of people that live there, having, as any area, frustrated with what's going on in the local, or the local government, local councils up to national, relating to roads, antisocial behaviour. Lots of businesses are suffering due to the nuances of the new national insurance and taxes that they're having to pay.
Tell me about it.
You know, I don't know how businesses today, especially from different sectors, are managing to survive. Immigration is a big one for most people. Not being able to get a hospital appointment, despite Labour announcing today that they've managed to.
And have you a large migrant population in the ward?
Sorry, you lost me there.
Sorry, have you a large migrant population in the ward?
Not massively, but you know, it's a concern of most people because they're looking at it more of a national level.
Mm. And are you aware of the role of a council? Have you had any training from the party? Or
I've had some training. We've just started, so we're just starting to campaign. We're having group meetings and having some training relating to how we're going to campaign, how we're going to move forward, what to do on our social media, etc. So we've got a meeting this Thursday actually to understand what we're going to do moving forward with
right.
the campaign and everything. So it's looking very positive, exciting.
Indeed. And have you attended any council meetings? Do you know what goes on there?
I haven't attended a council meeting relating to reform, but I have been involved with councillors in the past.
Ah, and how did you find that?
Absolutely fine. Yeah. More so to do with things that were important to me, that bothered me. So for example, speeding around country roads, antisocial behaviour and things like that. So when I've ever had dealings with councillors in the past, they're always very hard to get hold of
yes.
or to get an answer. So I've got an experience at the moment where we had a gentleman who was killed outside our house because we were living on a country road. It's 60-mile speed limit, national speed limit, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. We've got housing there. And a gentleman was killed there, and I've been pushing for something to be done for that speed limit to be reduced. And this
yeah.
is something that happens across the UK with when you're living in small areas with country roads.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, in the world they've reduced the speed limits almost unilaterally to 20 miles an hour. And I think that's gone far too far in the other direction, but there we go.
Yes.
So, how did you first get interested in reform?
I would say over the last year and a half, 2 years, I've been following them.
Mm.
I'll be honest with you, I've always been a Conservative voter.
Right.
Become very disillusioned to what they're standing for and what they're doing, and also the lies. You know? Never been a Labour voter at all. I don't support on their mindset and what they do and their leaders. And then I've been following Nigel, as I've said, and what they stand for as a party and what they want to fight for, effectively getting our country back.
Mm.
That is what I'm going to, that's what I believe in and that's what I stand for. Whether that's relating to farmers, pensioners, the UK person, the British person, it's all about standing for them. And, you know, most people in this country have worked so hard, and to me, they're getting done over.
Yeah.
Especially by the Labour government. I look at my auntie who's nearly 86, and this is disgusting. She's in a different area. She's in Lincoln. She was supposed to be admitted to hospital last week. She's got a failing heart, and the hospital said they hadn't got a bed for her, so they sent her home. That, to me, is disgusting.
That's just one of the anecdotal stories that you hear, but you hear so many of them. I mean, the health service is just in an appalling state. Mm. And nothing's being done about it, but it's as if nothing can be done about it, isn't it?
Yeah. So I have actually said, if something happens to my auntie while she's not in hospital, I will be taking that hospital to task, because she's nearly 86. She should have been put in hospital because her heart is failing.
Yeah.
So
have you got a campaign strategy? What are you going to do? Are you going to put out leaflets or?
Well, we're starting with this podcast, which is fantastic. We're all on the West Lancs Reform Facebook page that we're adding content to. And then we'll be going to...
And that's open to the public, is it?
Yes. West Lancs Reform Facebook page.
Right.
That's been going for some time, but I've just been added, and we're starting our leaflet campaign. We don't want to start too early. But we will be starting and going around the wards, campaigning for ourselves and for West Lancs, really.
Right. And are the leaflets being provided centrally, or are you having to print your own?
I think we are printing those. Not myself personally.
I heard a little story. I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard a little story that there was going to be central funding for them, because Reform feels so strongly that we want to make such an impression in these local elections in Lancashire that they're going to be putting some money behind it. So.
Yeah, there is some money behind it. I'm not personally reprinting them, but our area is organising that and doing the print work, design work, etc.
And do you think you'll be campaigning on local issues or on national issues?
Local and national, because most local issues are national level. So who doesn't have antisocial behaviour? Who doesn't have pensioners who've had their winter fuel allowance taken? Who doesn't have farmers who've been impacted? I've got a farmer across the road from me, and I was talking to him this weekend, talking to him about how this inheritance tax is going to impact his business. And it's just like, it's disgusting. I am never going to vote Labour again.
Mm.
So, and I'm like, well, vote reform, vote for Nigel, who's going to be in that area, who's standing. So, yes. So I think all local issues are national. There are some nuances, particularly in SCEM, there's quite a lot of antisocial behaviour. There's some housing issues, but again, that's a national level. But my area, it's quite, as I said, a mixed bag. It's quite an affluent area, and not so affluent. So we have to cater for everybody. There needs to be better transport infrastructure there, and the potholes need to be sorted. Every time I go over a pothole, I think, wow.
Yeah, I was speaking to Simon last week, and he was saying that some of the roads up in Lancashire are just appalling.
Yes, hence I've got through a lot of tyres. I'm replacing my tyres a lot.
So when you get onto council, and I'm sure you will, by the way, you seem
very
competent. And I mean, what you've got to understand with council elections is that the turnouts are so low, and what happens tends to happen is that year after year, the same people get elected, on virtually no vote at all. You know, maybe 100 people or 150 people who vote, and they vote because they tend to vote on tribally. So they'll vote Labour because it's a Labour, they've always supported Labour, or Conservative because they've always supported Conservative. But they don't really think about it. And what happens is you end up getting councillors who are in for 20, 30 years in the council, and they're not any good. Mm. They're useless, in fact. But people, because there's no real democracy, there's not a big turnout of people coming to vote, then they're allowed to just get away. And the quality of the people is terrible. And what tends to happen is that they're again and again and again, they make the same bad decisions. Mm. Now, I see, you know, reform local in local elections being, I think you'll find you get a huge boost. And because, you know, we're so popular at the moment and so on, I suspect you should be going to try and get several hundred votes from your locality. And if you do that, you'll get elected.
Yeah, I just know from the last elections, there was a huge no turnout.
Mm.
It's quite shocking, but as the old adage goes, for things to change, I have to change. And that's overall national and local. Mm. So we have to make a change. We have to try and inform and educate people to go out there and vote. And in fact, I was in Liverpool last week.
All right.
And I'm like, you must. And I was talking to people on some different issues. And I said, are you going to go and vote? They're like, no. I'm like, but if you want change, you have to go out there and vote locally. You can't sit at home and complain if you're not prepared to do anything about it. That's like anything in life, right? If you're worried about your weight, or if you're a smoker but you complain about it but you don't do anything about it, nothing's going to change. And that's the same with voting and what you want in life and what you want from your government. You have to make a change. You have to step up. We have to all take responsibility.
Absolutely. And when, you know, assuming you get elected, is there any particular area of the council, committees or whatever that you would, I mean, you mentioned roads, is that, you would go on the transport committee?
I'm not sure yet. I've gone to see what's going to happen. I mean, I like community, I like helping people. I've done a lot of charity work in my past and raising money. I'm just going to see perhaps where Simon would like to put me.
Oh, Simon's going to do it, is he?
So see where he'd like to put me. I probably wouldn't be a social media buff. There's better people in the candidates that are really good at social media,
right,
and sorting all that out.
But you said earlier you'd got a media background, is that right?
Nicely led on. Yes, I do. I used to work in television,
mm-hmm.
In documentaries, investigative journalism. So, and that was giving people a voice, people who had had miscarriages of justice.
Right.
Which was very rewarding to work on, and I love doing it.
Right, well, Ella, I have to say that in a 20-minute conversation with you, you've absolutely convinced me that you're the right kind of material to be a councillor. I think West Lancashire will be very fortunate to have you.
Well, thank you.
And I'm sure you'll be very successful at the election. Just before we finish, is there anything that you want to say to the people of West Lancs in terms of why they should elect you?
I'm like a dog with a bone. And that's what my boss, actually, at one of my big companies I work for in television, used to say. Ella is like a dog with a bone. So if she believes in something, she'll fight and she'll never give up. And that's exactly how I feel for reform within West Lancs or SCEM. We've got a lot of work to do, but I want to make a difference. That's all about having a sense of purpose. That's what life's about, is having a sense of purpose, and you'll do it. So I'd say get out there and vote. In my ward, as well as all the other wards for reform that are standing elections, and make a difference, because we can, if we all stand together, we can make a difference.
Brilliant, Ella. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.